Welcome to another episode of Declutter Me, a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life. This is episode 7, and I'm joined as always by your host, Shalina. Hey there.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. So what do we have slated for this episode?
So today I'm going to talk about one of my favorite rules, which I use all the time with all my clients and with myself, which is if you buy one, get rid of two. Anything that comes into your life, you need to get rid of two things that are already in your life because you need to make space for the new thing coming into your home. So if you do buy clothes when you go on to a sale, say you buy 5 things, then you have to get rid of 10 things.
Ooh, that's really not going to go down so well with a few people, is it?
Well, true. But think about it. Like, you know, it doesn't have to just be clothes. So if you buy 5 clothes this time, you don't have to get rid of 5 items of clothes in your wardrobe. You could do your kitchen, your lounge, you could get rid of magazines. It could be anything, but at least you're doing that and getting rid of two things. So you make space in your house. And the more you do this, the more it will build up and you'll end up getting more and more space in your house as well. So that's one thing I always say to people. And the way to do it on a regular basis is what I do is I get, I've got a big IKEA basket that I bought. I put it in my wardrobe and every time I will open my wardrobe, or most of the time, I will see something I don't like in my wardrobe now and put it into this basket. And then when it's filled up, I then either donate the clothes. If they're good stuff, I'll sell it, or I'll give it to my maid, you know, so that they can use it. That's one way of doing it. So you can have a basket in different places. You can have one in your kitchen. You can have one in your lounge.
So it's potentially a tough thing to do for a lot of people, I guess. Maybe, I'm not sure. I mean, you know, we've talked about this on the wardrobe episode as well, right? Like sort of clearing out things that are out of fashion, things that don't fit you, things that are too big, too small, whatever, right? And which is great, I think. But I think it's also tough to maintain that discipline. Every time I see something that isn't right, doesn't fit me or falls in that category, that I toss it, right? I think most of us will probably just defer that decision for later, right? So what advice would you give to people that, or in terms of maintaining that discipline and how to go about it so that you actually do get rid of this stuff?
Well, if you build the habit and start doing this, remember, like they say, a habit takes, 21 days? I always say 30, yeah. So, you know, you have to remember that always, that it's going to take a while. So you'll start remembering what I've said. And this is what happens with clients because they're stuck with me for, say, a day, and I've been telling them this rule over and over again. So it's there psychologically in their minds. So they start remembering it. So you just keep on having that in your head. So now, hopefully, this will go into your head and into the listeners' heads today. And they will start thinking about this. So every time they open a kitchen cupboard or a wardrobe or a bookshelf, they'll see something and go, actually, I don't like this. Get the basket to begin with, then start doing the decluttering bit. And think about, do you like the item? Does it fit? That's a good one for the wardrobe. Like, if it doesn't fit, put it in that basket. So you're sort of deferring it, but you're removing that unwanted item in your wardrobe. You're releasing the real estate, which is what I always talk about. You know, that you want to have as much real estate in your cupboards and wardrobes. You know, if you're wasting it with things that you don't like, want, use, fit, is broken, then why are you keeping it? You know, discard it. So do that as much as possible. And if you do that and you build up and you have a full basket, you can then think about the fact that you've already done the buy one, get rid of two rule, you know. So if you buy one thing, you've got rid of 5 things already. So, you know, if you do that all the time, it builds up. And the main thing of this rule is that you want to just get more space in your house, in your cupboards, in your wardrobe. You want to be able to find everything in 5 seconds.
Yeah, and it's also about cleaning up the stuff, right? I guess, I mean, we've talked about this too. Like we talked about, you know, stuff that doesn't fit you, like stuff that you hope to fit into at some point. We kind of hold on to it in the hope that someday I'll fit back into that. I mean, I've done that too. You know, it's about sort of getting rid of that as well.
Yeah, and that, just in case, like if it's too big and you love it, put it in another bag, like get a paper bag, put it all in there and take it to the tailors and ask them to fix it for you. If you don't do that, then donate it. If you don't do it within, say, 2 weeks of finding it, donate it, because you're never going to do it.
Yeah, I really like the idea of having this sort of bin, as you say, or whatever, to, you know, right there You know, when it comes to sort of getting rid of the stuff, because I think it kind of removes a lot of the cognitive overload that we might have. Because yeah. sometimes you look at stuff and you know it doesn't fit. You know it's stuff you don't want to wear. You might be something you want to donate. But then, you know, you kind of just be like, okay, well, what am I going to keep it right now? And I'm not going to donate it right now. So I'll just hold on to it and I'll defer this decision. And instead, this kind of gives you this opportunity to be like, okay, well, take it out, dump it right away in that bin. And so then you're just dealing with the bin.
And you don't have to, set time away, like, to do the decluttering, which is what freaks people out and what stops people from even starting the process. This is, you don't need to, you know, it would be great if you called me in to help you, but you don't need to call me in then, because you're doing this on a regular basis and it becomes a natural part of your life. You put it in, say, a nice paper bag, and you fill up the bag with clothes and you don't know what to do with it afterwards, you can give it to the maid and they will take it from you. They'll be happy to take it from you. Or you can just go put it in a donation bin straight away. So that's another easy thing, because you've got a bag straight away that you can easily...
Yeah, most of the cities now anyway, well, you know, they do tend to have options when it comes to this stuff. You have these large collective, you know, donation bins and things like that that you can drop off all the stuff to, and then they take care of it. You know, a lot of places will have organizations that will take in and actually manage the donation, right?
Exactly. And then, or if, you know, if it's, good stuff, practically brand new and designer, you can give it to one of those companies that will take it from you. And then if you have more than 10 items, they'll come and pick it up from you. So that's another bonus. So if you have so many items ready to give away, they'll come and take it. So you're prepared, you know, for them to visit you.
How would you apply this to stuff that's perhaps not obvious, right? Like not clothing. I think you mentioned, for example, the kitchen and kitchen utensils and stuff like that. Like, how would you apply this there?
It's the same thing. So say with the kitchen, what I find with a lot of people is they have the same appliances, the same, say, potato peelers. People have about 5 potato peelers and you only use one. There's only one that's your favorite, and say your husband's got another one that's his favorite. So that's 2 out of 5. And you have different maids all the time and they all have a different one that's favorite, you know. So you don't need that many potato peelers, just need one, and an extra one just in case. Maybe, but not really, because you can go buy a new one immediately. They sell them everywhere. Same with ladles, wooden spoon, graters. And then we're not even talking about the electrical items. Like, people buy pots and pans. You know, people keep the ones that have got broken handles. You can't find the lid. But because it's been so amazing and you've used it to make, you know, an amazing curry or a biryani before, many years ago, you're keeping the saucepan. And, like, you know, your cook or even you are holding the pan with a tea cloth to hold it. To then, it's dangerous. You can buy box sets of saucepans now for a really reasonable price in lots of shops here. There's outlet stores everywhere. You can buy them. Go do that. Get rid of the whole set that's broken and get a new one. And you'll fulfill the buy one, get rid of two thing.
I kind of like how you've kind of assumed that most of our listeners are married women, because you seem to be, you know, targeting the advice to them.
Oh, no, they're single. Like, there's single ones as well. Like, I mean, and the husbands are just as bad. And the husbands need to follow. And not even just husbands, men in general and women in general, but men as well. Men have trainers. They buy trainers all the time and want to keep them in the boxes, which takes up even more space. But if you're going to buy a pair of trainers, get rid of 2 of the trainers. Unless they really are limited edition, there's only 50 in the world and they're worth about $5,000.
Right. There's an exception to the rule rather than the rule,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But unfortunately, a lot of guys, and I'm sure a lot of them will make comments, will say, you know, they have about 50 pairs of Adidas trainers or Nike trainers, because...
Which I guess... brings me to the question, and it's gonna, you know, I'll probably get a lot of flack for it, but I'll ask it anyway. What would you tell women about that? Because, I mean, how do you reconcile with the fact that you have to get rid of 2 shoes every time you want to buy a new pair?
We can succeed in it, and I do with clients all the time, is that we go through all the shoes and you find shoes that the soles have come off, the straps are broken, it looks awful color, the suede has come off. Those shoes, why are you keeping them? You've got more shoes to wear. And then there's the ones that are uncomfortable. Like, if they're uncomfortable, you're never going to wear them. If you couldn't wear them before, you're not going to wear them now. And, you know, with ladies who have become pregnant, their body changes, and the feet especially. For some reason, the feet don't go back to what they used to be. So if you had lovely petite feet before you got pregnant, after that, you're never going to fit into them. Like, it's a miracle if you can fit back in those shoes in that size. So those ones you have to get rid of. So that's a good time to do the get rid of two, buy one thing. And you can buy nice new shoes that will fit you properly and will be comfortable and you'll feel happy wearing, instead of keeping all these ones that you don't wear and you're just keeping just because they're expensive and look nice in the box. That's it, I think, for today. So if they want to reach out and find out more about this rule and they need help to get organized, they can go to decluttermme.com. So that's DECLUTTRME.com. Otherwise, they can follow us on our social media at any time.
Well, thank you, Shalina. As always, guys, you can subscribe to the show in any podcast player of your choice. Just look for Declutter Me. That's DECLUTTR ME. You can also find information about this episode, links to show notes and all this other stuff at declutterme.com/podcast. We'll see you next week.